I used to really struggle with my to-do lists. Rather than helping me get things done, they turned out to be a source of shame and guilt every evening when I looked at my list and saw that barely anything was ticked off. And I'm actually embarrassed at how long I went on with an obviously very flawed approach, and then one day I saw the light. An effective to-do list comes down to one ground rule and five simple steps. And by the end of this, you will, at the very least, have a very simple and easy to implement framework from which you can start to effectively structure your life every single day. So if you're keen to find out more, let's get right into it. Hey guys, and welcome back to the Empower Yourself with MLG podcast. I'm your host, Mandy. I'm a personal development coach, and I'm here to help you live a more empowered life. Now, let's look at to-do lists and why they are such a schlep and a source of so much frustration and a lot of self-loathing for many. We make to-do lists that are simply impossible to achieve. If you really look at what you've lined up for your day and you allocate time to each of the items, you'll soon realize that it would take at least a week to complete it. We just mindlessly write everything down on this mega list, and whatever we didn't manage today carries over to tomorrow together with tomorrow's massive list. And then eventually we end up feeling like a deer in headlights staring down the abyss of our endless list, without a clue of where to start. Now, of course, I get the reasoning behind it. We want to write everything down so we won't forget it. So instead of our to-do list being a structured plan, it is more of a reminder of everything that is outstanding in our lives. No wonder they make us feel like crap. The problem is, we usually don't recognize it that way. All we see is this growing list of procrastination, peppered with condemnation, when we come to the end of yet another day with the weight of our three-pager dragging us down. It breaks down confidence and makes us even less productive. Okay, but since I'm sure that many of you are already familiar with the problem, let's get into the solution. One rule, five steps. First, the critical rule of a successful to-do list is to remember that it should be an achievable daily action plan and not a reminder list. Keeping track of all the million things you have to do is very important, because if you don't write them down, they will cause stress and distraction at the back of your mind. So by all means, have that master reminder list, but don't stop there. From that, create your daily to-do list. Your to-do list is something that you should be able to achieve in a day, and it reflects items that you have strategically chosen for that specific day. Now, here are the steps to how I set up my list, and a little bit of a bonus tip on how I ensure that I stay focused. Step 1. Choose the critical items you need to accomplish in a day. Okay, so these are the things that are really important and cannot wait or be delayed. So they are the must-dos and not the nice-to-haves. An example would be submitting a project that is due, or paying the bills, or preparing for tomorrow's presentation, or buying dog food, like I have to do today. Step 2. Allocate time to each item. So this is an estimate of how long each item will take. And this is a super important step. For those things where you don't know the exact time because it is maybe not a routine task, or it is always different based on the complexity, be very generous with your time allocation. You know, we all have the tendency to underestimate the time it takes to do things, and we overestimate how many hours we have in a day. So be very realistic and always work in a buffer when you allocate your time. Step 3 then is to add up all the hours on your to-do list, not your reminder list, your to-do list, and then go to your calendar and look at your day's schedule to see whether you have enough time available between meetings and picking up the kids, etc., to actually fit everything in. Then, step four, if you don't have enough hours, check those from the list that aren't absolutely critical. And if they are all critical, meaning really bad stuff is going to happen to you if you don't finish them by 11:59 p.m. that evening, then it means, first of all, you really have to start taking the scheduling thing seriously, and maybe it's time to evaluate everything you've got going on in your life. But that's a topic for a different episode. For right now, if they're all so critical and you don't have enough hours, then you have to see how you can move meetings around maybe, or ask someone to help you out with things that you don't have to be personally fully involved in. If, on the other hand, you're lucky enough to actually have time left, you can now add time and priority appropriate tasks from your reminder list. If you do that, I highly recommend you mark them as non-critical, because that way, even if you don't get to them but your critical ones are ticked off, you know you have been successful and you can rest easy and feel good about yourself at the end of the day. Step 5. Once your list is set and you know you have enough time in your day, you can start slotting in your tasks in your calendar. I use the Pomodoro technique to schedule focus sessions, which I will tell you a little about in just a minute if you haven't heard of it yet. But all you want to do in this step is to place those things on your to-do list on your calendar at specific times so that during the day you don't have to think about what you have to do next. You just follow your timeline like a step-by-step guide. Trust me, this saves so much time. It's actually amazing how much time we waste trying to figure out and decide what to do next. And that's usually when we reach for our phones and scroll onto social media. You know the drill. Okay, and longer tasks can be broken down into smaller chunks to fit in between meetings or other time-sensitive items. So, for example, if you have meetings scheduled at random times during the day and one of your to-do list items takes 3 hours, you can break that down into 6 30-minute slots and then fit them into your timeline. So you don't have to finish it all in one sitting. Also, it is important that you schedule the critical items first and leave the non-critical items for after all the critical ones have been finished. And that's it. Those are the 5 easy steps. And now let me get to my little bonus tip, which is the Pomodoro technique. You can use the Pomodoro technique to divide your tasks into manageable chunks or focus sessions. And there are plenty of lovely videos on YouTube and blog articles on Google that explain the Pomodoro technique beautifully and in a lot of detail. So I'm not going to go in depth here, I'm just going to give you my simplified version of it. But what it comes down to is that you divide your tasks into 25-minute sessions. And these sessions help you focus and prevent you from losing concentration. And they also help you to slot in your tasks in between meetings. So the technique basically consists of 4 25-minute focus sessions. And after each session, you take a 5-minute break. And then after your 4 sessions, you take a longer break for about 20 to 30 minutes. And this really helps massively with focus. And it makes it, I don't know, on a psychological level, it feels more accessible if you know you only have to focus for the next 25 minutes and then you can take a break. So how it works, again, you set the timer, you work for 25 minutes. And in this time, you don't get up to make coffee or go to the loo or check your messages or mail. You are fully focused on your work, and after the 25 minutes, you get a 5-minute break. And here you can do all those things that you wanted to do during your focus session, like get coffee, wee-wee, do a headstand, put in a load of washing, whatever makes you happy. Now you repeat this process 4 times, and then you get to take a longer break. Now another tip that really helps me a lot is that if any distractions pop up in your mind during your focus sessions, you know, we always think of these random things while we're trying to concentrate. And usually we allow that to distract us. So we'll remember that we have to go and put something in the dishwasher and we'll get up and do that immediately, or that we have to message someone and remind them of something. Now, if that pops up, just keep a notepad handy next to you where you can jot down the thought and then you can address it in your 5-minute break. So there really is this nice flow and you don't stop with whatever you're busy doing right now. Now this technique is so simple and it's absolutely amazing at helping you with focus. I use 25-minute slots to schedule my whole day, that is in between meetings of course, and many of my clients now use this technique as well and it really works like a charm. I hope that made sense, but if you still have questions, like I said, you can go on YouTube or Google and just gather a bit more information on that. Alright, so now you might think, how far should I schedule ahead? Now that really depends on your situation. I barely have any routine in my life, so no 2 days really are ever the same just due to the nature of my work. So I like to schedule my to-do list on a day-to-day basis, and when I know I have a longer project that needs to be completed at a certain time in the future, then I divide the total number of hours it's going to take me to finish the whole project by the days I have until the deadline. And then whatever the number of hours I have to spend on it daily, I just slot that into my to-do list as a critical item. So this way, the short and long term is taken care of without much stress. But of course, you can just adjust this according to your life and just use the same 5-step process to schedule your whole week, 2 weeks, whole month, whatever works for you. Just play around with it and make it your own. I know I said it already, but I just want to mention it again. When you make a schedule, always work in a buffer. Remember, most of us vastly underestimate how long something is going to take, and we rarely take into account unforeseen hiccups and interruptions that are beyond our control. So always be very conservative and try to decrease your level of pressure as much as possible. I mean, if you do have time left, you can always grab something from your reminder list, or you can just go and play with your dog. So in summary, here are the steps again in an overview. First, we'll start with our rule. Your to-do list is not a reminder list. It's a structured daily action plan. Then the 5 steps. Step 1 is to choose the critical items you need to accomplish in a day. Step 2 is to allocate time to each item. Remember, be realistic and work in a buffer. 3. Add up all the hours on your to-do list and then check the hours needed against the time you have at your disposal on that specific day. Step 4. If you don't have enough hours, check those from the list that aren't absolutely critical. And of course, if you have time left, add items from your reminder list. Remember to mark them as non-critical for today. And then step 5, slot in your tasks into your calendar. Well, I should actually add a 6th step here, and that is to stick to your plan. Okay? Don't go on whether you're on the mood for the next task or not. You want to just get into your robot mode and just do whatever is next on the schedule. You'll love yourself for it at the end of the day. And not only is this the most effective and least time-consuming way, but in the process, if you keep on doing this, you will eventually condition your mind to just do what needs to be done without wasting time on thinking about whether you are in the mood for it or not. So it will carry over into the rest of your life and you will see a lot of benefits from that. Okay, I think we covered everything. I hope my little process will help you to easily and effectively schedule your day. Thank you for supporting this podcast by watching it or listening to it. Please like and subscribe if you haven't yet and share this with anyone who might benefit from it. Other than that, I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day or evening. I really appreciate you and as always, remember to live an empowered life. Thank you, and I'll catch you again in the next one. Bye.